This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
Last night on Big Brother, Mitchell was evicted from the house. Mitchell, you might have known, even if you don't watch Big Brother, by his mullet, because that is a very distinct feature of him. He's from Cairns and he joins us right now. How you going, Mitchell?
Yeah, not too bad. What's going on?
Hey, Mitchell. I loved you.
You're the greatest.
In the house. For people who haven't watched, you are the, well, you're the bird, you're the wildlife guy.
You're the bird guy.
You're the bird guy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, apparently that's, that. Yeah, I'm the platypus and wildlife guy.
Yeah.
According to the show, yeah.
So, okay, I've been in and out of Big Brother, but where does all that come from?
Well, you know, it's just a hobby, really. I like to bird watch, and I guess they sort of highlighted that a part of my character and stuff like that.
I loved it.
Like,
mate.
I loved it, Mitchell, because my dad's a bird man. He breeds really pretty birds and he absolutely loves them. We call him Bob the Birdman. And so seeing that on TV was great for me because it, you know, validated my dad's interests.
Yeah, well, the whole thing started with my granddad.
That's so good.
Amazing. Just before we get into anything else, I just really quickly needed to ask you, you had a crush on Christina in the house. You took her on a date last night when you cooked her a meal. Have you guys seen each other now that you are out of the house?
I think it's a bit strange because I didn't actually have a crush on Christina at all.
Are you just saying that because she doesn't...
Did you get the crazy Birdman crush guy with a crush
card? I actually had a crush on SJ.
You did not!
Come on! SJ's older than my mother. Pretty fit for an old bird, though.
Yeah, she's pretty good.
Yeah, no, Big Brother stitched me up. I asked for the... You gave me the wrong girl.
Yeah, right. Hey, we were so excited to get you on because you are a Queenslander. You know, like we say, you're from Cairns. You've been compared on the show to Pablo Escobar, the notorious Mexican drug lord, and Mario, the... notorious video game plumber because of your huge moustache and also the impressive mullet at the back.
And the thing about my mullet is I've been grooming this thing for about the past 3 years now. I got it as a joke for Australia Day and I realised how bloody good I looked in a mullet. So I guess I'm dying with a mullet now. And it's not a bogan mullet. It's a nice groomed sort of 70s, 80s style mullet and it's never going to go out of fashion in my eyes.
Okay. I don't know whether I agree then. Well, you said it's not bogan. I don't know.
It's going to be grey by the time I'm done with it.
All right. Well.
All right.
They do seem to be
mullets
back.
Mullets are back. They are.
The mullets.
Yep. I'm not a mullet lover. I'm going to put it out there. Mitchell, you rock it. I'm not going to deny it. Yeah. You've got the personality to match.
Yeah, you do, mate.
It all depends because if you, a guy with no teeth running around the road, like on a tractor, bloody. With
I'm thinking
a
Joe.
Dagger mullet.
Yeah, Joe, like, what's his
Joe
name?
Joe Exotic.
Joe Exotic. That's the kind of mullet that I always think of when I think of a mullet.
You're a legend, Mitchell. Thanks, mate.
No dramas. The Hit Breakfast Show.